Duty in the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9
WSJM.
It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody of the Morning Show, Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. T-minus one day and counting until Valentine's Day. Time to find out what's on your mind with Dr. Mitzi Kalin from Thrive Psychology Group. Good morning, Dr. Mitzi.
Good morning.
What's going on? Oh, hang on. Dialed in the wrong. Now we can try it.
Oh, you know, God forbid someone doesn't hear my voice this morning.
Well, it is kind of key to the right. To the whole story here.
That's true. It is the radio.
All right. Very good. Well, anyway, Miss, what's on your mind?
Well, first thing that's on my mind, my two sisters have birthdays today, both of them.
Wow. And are they twins?
They're not twins, and one is adopted.
Holy cow.
From another country, and they both have birthdays.
Well, happy birthday to them.
I know. That's kind of cool. So, really, the other thing that's on my mind is it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Yeah. That probably is on a lot of people's minds.
Oh, yeah. It's a time for gifts and chocolate for the loved ones, and that's supposed to be all romantic and all that, right?
Exactly. Pat and I love all that stuff, and it is romantic, and it's fun for so many people, you know, whether you're in a new relationship or seriously dating or married, and it's kind of a cool time to show your love and devotion to whoever you're with.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the reminder. My wife and I usually celebrate by heading out to dinner, and we're going to do that again tomorrow night. So we really enjoy it. But what if you don't have some sort of romantic relationship going on? Valentine's Day can kind of be a little on the depressing side.
Yeah,
here.
It can. I'm glad you brought that up. So that's why today I'm going to talk about some of the different kinds of love we experience and maybe how we can celebrate those kinds of love on Valentine's Day.
So, like friends and family and those kinds of relationships, or?
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk about. So, let's talk about the word love.
Okay.
And how we use it so easily in our everyday language.
Yeah.
We use it to describe all kinds of feelings. So, you know, I love ice cream. I love...
Me too.
Watching This Is Us. I love my new boots. I love my children. I love my country. And each of these expressions, the word love is describing a unique and different aspect of a strong feeling, but here, we use the same word to express it.
Didn't the ancient Greeks have a couple of different words to describe those sorts of things?
Well, as a matter of fact, they did. So let me talk about those. The first one is Eros, love, and it's what we feel when we initially fall in love with someone. So we can have butterfly sensations and a feeling of great attraction to the other person. It's how most of our long-term relationships start, and it's wonderful, but doesn't usually last a long time. So this one is more temporary. So we need other kinds of love to come in and sustain that relationship. So the second one is called storge, which is that sense of duty. Well, that doesn't sound romantic, but it's the sense of loyalty we might feel toward our family and others in our circle. Then there's agape love, and that's the unconditional love we feel for our children. It's also in Christian religion, it's also the love that God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
So no strings attached, no expectations, just pure love.
Okay.
And the fourth one, it's called phileo love, which I like to think of as brotherly love. So that's the love we feel for our friends. It's an enjoyment and a fondness for another person that's distinctly different from the other ones. And that love, phileo love, is where I want to focus our discussion today.
All right.
So I want to tell the listeners out there that if they have someone special to celebrate Valentine's Day with tomorrow, that's great. And I hope you have a great day. But if you're one of the many who maybe don't have one special person to spend romantic time with, go ahead and celebrate with that other kind of love, the phileo love, the love we have for our friends. You know, and on a side note, I should say, you know, the value of Valentine's Day as a time to honor your best friend or friends is apparently climbing. So you'll be really on trend if you do this. Millennials in particular seem to be putting off that deadline where they feel they need to be married or in a committed relationship and instead are spending more time with a friend or groups of friends.
Yeah, I've read that friendships can have a major impact on your health and well-being. Well, let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So research shows that good friends are good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
Friends can help you celebrate good times, provide support during bad times. Friends prevent loneliness and can give you a chance to offer needed companionship, too. A few things that the research talks about friendship, they can increase your sense of belonging and purpose, boost your happiness and reduce stress. This is already sounding great. Improve your self-confidence and self-worth. Help you cope with traumas such as divorce, serious illness, job loss, or the death of a loved one. Encourage you to change or avoid unhealthy lifestyle habits such as excessive drinking or lack of exercise. Mm-hmm. Friends also play a significant role in promoting physical health. Adults with a strong social support have a reduced risk of many significant health problems, and that can include depression, high blood pressure, unhealthy body mass index. And, you know, studies have even found that older adults with a rich social life are likely to live longer than their peers with fewer connections.
All right. I'm convinced I need my friends. But why is it so hard for some people to make friends or even to maintain friendships that they already have?
Well, many adults find it hard to develop new friendships or maintain them. They can take a backseat to other one of the million priorities we have as adults and obligations. So working, caring for children or aging parents. You and your friends may have grown apart due to changes in your lives or interests, or maybe you've moved to a new community and haven't yet found a way to meet people. You know, I talk to so many people about this. It seems to be the number one wish or goal for people is to make new connections, and they just don't know how. So, you know, developing and maintaining good friendships takes a lot of effort. The enjoyment and comfort, though, that can provide does make the investment worthwhile.
So what's a healthy number of friends? Is one enough, or do I need 20 or the 3,000 that I have on Facebook?
Right. You know, I think that's sufficient. 3,000 sounds good. That's a good question. So quality counts more than quantity, as you all probably have guessed. So it's so good to cultivate a diverse network of friends and acquaintances. But you also want to nurture a few truly close friends who will be there for you through thick and thin. But when life gets hectic, this can be a challenge. You know, again, if you have plans and then your kids get sick or you have a work thing coming up and you have to cancel, that can be really tough. And studies do suggest that many of us have fewer friends today than our parents did a generation ago. But because having friends is both mentally and physically healthy, we need to try to overcome those obstacles. So it is also said that good friendship is a wonderful antidepressant. So ever since researchers began to make links between loneliness and poor health about 25 years ago, the scientific literature on the value of friendship has exploded. The data make a convincing case. Having people who care about us is good for us. So hopefully I've convinced you all. There's a strong correlation between having friends and living longer and healthier. Now it's just sort of making that a goal and an effort to do so.
Well, I'm going to guess that you have some practical tips for how we might celebrate and connect with friends tomorrow.
I sure do. So like the movies suggest, get a group of good friends together for an anti-Valentine's date, you know, head out for a group dinner date. If the group is too big for a restaurant, for all of those of you who are bragging about having just so many friends, order in pizza, Chinese, make dessert, watch cheesy rom-coms, make fun of them. That's kind of fun. Netflix, favorite snacks, have a low-budget makeover night. Okay, obviously this is talking to the girls out there. I don't know how many men are going to have a makeover night, but, you know, go for it.
Well, you never know.
you never know. Always incorporate laughter. And you know those paint and wine classes and stuff? Those are always really fun.
I've done one of those before.
Have you really?
Yeah,
those are really fun. So even if you have the most awesome partner in the world, having a best friend is also essential. Show that friend some love and honor the amazing relationship you have with him or her. Laughter, loyalty, honest, unadulterated affection rank high on everyone's list of what we need from our friends. And if you've got someone in your life who's always there with these qualities, do something special to celebrate that relationship or any of the relationships we talked about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks. Same to you.
Enjoy.
All right. Well, if anybody would like any guidance along, you know, these lines and just to talk about it, how can they get a hold of you?
They can go to our website, thrivesitegroup.com. You can email or the phone number is there.
All right. Very good. Dr. Mitzi Kalin, ladies and gentlemen, licensed psychologist, personal and corporate coach and consulting at Thrive Psychology Group in St. Joe. Always a great day. Have yourself a fine day.
You too. Bye.
All right. See you.